again, Nerdy Legion. Thank you, as always, for listening to Comic Talk today. I am Dustin, as always, bringing you your Comic Talk headlines, this time for July 7th, 2020. Let's get into TV streaming. Because we've been talking a lot about things and I keep saying I'm going to try and follow up on them, I am going to start following up on them. I'm going to make it very a point to follow or to look at my previous week's worth of notes, previous few episodes worth of notes, and see if there is an update to anything we've covered. I will make it a point at the beginning of the section to point out all of the follow-ups. So this is our first follow-up. This follow-up has to do, we only have the one because it was the only one that I caught, but Unsolved Mysteries, we were talking about if I could find a host or anything like that. I'm sure by now, because it's been a week and a half, I'm sure by now most of you, it's number one on Netflix for this in the entire time since it's been since it launched. I'm sure most of you have watched. I keep burying that lead. So you know that there is no host. We also now know that there's only one supernatural extraterrestrial story in this first run of episodes for season one on Netflix. And that's by design. This is not, it's not just, you know, coincidental that the first six episodes don't have anything to do with supernatural. This is, the producers of the show have said that unfortunately it's much more difficult to get an unsolved mystery because it's, the internet is a thing and because smartphones are a thing, everyone can debunk and research on their own, and so them to put that kind of manpower into something that has already been, the well's been run dry on effectively, just doesn't make sense. So they will put them up when it makes sense, so they will be happening just few and far between, unfortunately. So that is our follow-up for this episode. Now let's get into the proper news. We have our first piece is Peripheral is a series that is going to Amazon. The reason we're talking about it because it doesn't have any ties to any comic books or anything, but it does have ties to William Gibson because William Gibson is the man who wrote the novel that this new series is based on. The new series is going to Amazon. We talked about it when it was first announced. We just got the first trailer. Check the show notes because yes, I'm so excited about this just simply because I love William Gibson and I think the godfather of cyberpunk definitely deserved a series long before now, but I'm super excited that it's finally happening for Mr. Gibson. That is what we've got on that one. Next, theoretically could have gone in the rumors section, but because it comes from somebody so closely tied to the project, I didn't see it as a rumor so much as a possible happening, if that makes any sense. We'll get into it. So Groundhog Day is potentially going to be made into a series. The actor, I didn't write down any names. He has a freaking podcast. I can't think of his name. Ned Ryerson, the guy who played Ned Ryerson in the original Groundhog Day, was on another podcast talking about how he's been in discussions about a series based on the movie, which we're kind of getting a couple of those now. I believe Amazon has one that's a little more thriller style. Netflix did one, or not Netflix, I apologize. There was the horror movie version of Groundhog Day that was Happy Death Day, and then Happy Death Day to You was the second one, and those were really mediocre. I haven't watched the Amazon series yet. So this is a thing that is happening, and so it's kind of in the cultural zeitgeist, and because these are all aping Groundhog Day. Well, now the people who own the rights to Groundhog Day are like, what would happen if we revisited this 30 years later? So the talks are, because this has not been signed, there's no contracts, there's no production staff in place just yet, they are just considering revisiting the idea of Groundhog's Day 30 years later. So all of the characters, where are those characters 30 years later? And I feel like that's a fun idea. I would totally watch that if it happens, but right now it's still kind of speculative. So we're moving on. Next, we are talking about Stargirl, and we have yet to finish season one of Stargirl, but we have renewed for season two on Stargirl, and the peasants rejoiced. Yay! So this is significant for more than just the fact that they got renewed for a second season. The other significant part of this is their renewal says that they're only renewed for a second season on the CW and not on the DC Universe app. So there's been speculation that DC Universe is seeing the beginning of the end and is going to very likely be absorbed into HBO Max. Which kind of makes sense. They'll spread a little thin right now, I believe. And if you just make DC Universe a section of the HBO Max app, then you can capitalize on all of the money that HBO is throwing at stuff right now because they need content so badly. So that, I mean, isn't necessarily a bad thing, but some people are taking it as such. That's all we've got, so we're moving on. Next, we are talking about Metal Gear. Metal Gear in TV streaming? Pourquoi? Because Metal Gear, Jordan Voight Roberts, who is directing the movie, is also trying to get an animated series to happen so that he can supplement the story in the movie. Because for those of us that play Metal Gear, we already know that this universe is giant and confusing and so intricate and awesome that it'll be very difficult to squish that down to 2 hours, maybe even 2.5 hours, if we're lucky. Actually, more likely, it'll be an hour and a half that they have to squish all this down to. So the likelihood of them leaving a bunch of stuff out is great. Now, Jordan Voight Roberts, again, has talked about trying to get an animated series happening. No word on who he's approaching for this or where it would land because it's Sony that's doing the production for the movie. But there he is also talking about the potential of getting the original voice cast from Metal Gear Solid, the first PlayStation game. So David Hayter as Snake, so on and so forth. Yes, please, if this happens. David Hayter has said that he would be interested in revisiting the character, especially for an animated series, in regards directly to what Jordan Voight Roberts is saying. So that's freaking awesome. That's all we have, though. Again, kind of, sort of speculative, but whatever, it's all we got. And then our final piece has to do with some production returns. So we actually are going to talk more about this kind of stuff in movies, but this is specifically production for television shows. We have Lord of the Rings, Power Rangers, and Cowboy Bebop are all getting the go-ahead to go back into production in the very near future because they are all in production in New Zealand. The production staff and the staff and the actors, pardon me, will be on a very, very short list of people. There are a number of other productions that are also going on in New Zealand, but those were kind of the big noteworthy ones aside from like Avatar and stuff. But there is a very specific list of people that New Zealand is allowing into the country so that they can go back to production on this because New Zealand has, for all intents and purposes, closed their borders because of COVID. So, this is pretty special that these guys all get to go back to work, and it's kind of awesome because that means we're getting that much closer to seeing these shows. Lord of the Rings, again, Cowboy Bebop, Power Rangers, so on and so forth, getting that much closer to seeing them come to fruition. So, yes, thank you, please. And now we're talking movies. We have two pieces to talk about in movies, and they're effectively both the same thing. First off, we have an update from Australia. The significance there is the big noteworthy production in Australia is Shang-Chi and the Ten Rings. They are getting the go-ahead to go back into production. No word. I couldn't find like what the hoops they are that they had to jump through are and so on and so forth, but I mean, I would imagine it's a whole lot because Australia also is notoriously picky about who can come and go from their country. So that's what we've got there. And then we were talking about other general production returns. We have other UK productions that are going on. We have, where did my notes go? The Batman, Mission Impossible 7, Fantastic Beasts 3, and the live-action Little Mermaid are all in production in the UK. UK Culture Secretary Oliver Dowden made some updates to the COVID protocol in the United Kingdom so that specifically production work can go back into business. So it sounds like most of these countries are saying, all right, so our economy is shot. What can we do? Well, we've got this large production economy that is just dormant right now, and we can theoretically keep everybody safe if we put X, Y, and Z protocols in place. So that's what they're doing. They're putting X, Y, and Z protocols. Each country is different to as to what their specific protocols are, but we've kind of touched on those before. There was no real updates as to what, you know, if there's how many clear COVID tests they have to have before they can go back to work and so on and so forth. But if there are any more updates like that, we will definitely be talking about them. And that is movies. Now let's talk Rumor Mill, because that's what we've got left. Rumor Mill is hopping. We have a lot of rumors, so we're going to try and fly through these. We'll debunk what we can. We'll talk about the likelihood of whatever is here, and we're moving on. All right, so Zatanna is rumored to be getting her very own movie. We've got a lot of rumblings going around about J.J. Abrams' Justice League Dark movie and potential Justice League Rebirth movie, which has been shut down. We'll get to that. But we did. Zatanna is one of the rumored movies that is going to either spin off from the Justice League Dark series, I guess I misspoke, Justice League Dark series, or Zatanna the movie will spin into the Justice League Dark series. And then same thing, the next rumor is Constantine, very, very same thing, though this one has another a couple of rumors associated with it, and those are that this is going to be another revival for Keanu Reeves, because he's potentially going to be returning to this role. He has voiced the desire to do so, and the fans would love it. I feel like there's a whole lot of reason to do this. I don't know. These two rumors are very, very closely tied together. This is very, very possible. I don't know if it'll be a movie, though, or if it will be an HBO Max series for both of these, because the Justice League Dark series is going to be on, is a series. So, like, that would kind of make more sense. We get 6 episodes of Zatanna, 6 episodes of live-action Constantine, and then 6 episodes of Justice League Dark. That kind of seems to make a little bit more sense to me. But we won't know until it happens, because these are just rumors. Next, we're talking about Batgirl, and this one I'm really split on. So the rumor is that Batgirl is going to be our stand-in for Terry McGinnis for the potential of doing a Batman Beyond-like movie, because the rumor is they are not going to actually do Batman Beyond with Michael Keaton. It's just going to resemble Batman Beyond, and it's going to be Barbara Gordon instead of Terry McGinnis under the cape and cowl. And then Michael Keaton playing Bruce Wayne, like we all want to happen for Batman Beyond. But this, all right, so let's talk likelihood first. This seems likely. There is reason to believe, because Warner Brothers and AT&T are still kind of getting used to having these characters for whatever reason, because they've had them for so long. He's still getting used to having these characters that everybody loves so much, and they still don't know exactly what to do with them. And they're also still trying to fit the social narrative right now and make everything equal in it, however that narrative decides what equal is. So that being said, that is why I believe this has some legs to stand on. However, with the renewed zeal that AT&T is giving to their DC properties, and with this idea of a multiverse, we have a couple of things going on here. First, this could be its own universe. This could very potentially exist in its own separate universe, maybe even in the Tim Burton verse. I don't think that's likely, but it's possible. We could get a proper Terry McGinnis Batman Beyond with an even older Michael Keaton a few years down the road. That's also theoretically possible, and they're just going to borrow a couple ideas for Batgirl, which would be appropriate, though kind of switching on its head the relationship between Batman and Batgirl, because Batman didn't want Barbara Gordon to join the team. Barbara had to fight her way on the team, whereas it sounds like if this happens, then it's going to be the opposite of that. Batman is training Barbara because she wants to be on the team, and he wants her there because he can't do things. So that seems also potentially possible. the bad option is option number three, and that is do Batman Beyond, but not have Terry McGinnis, just have Barbara Gordon. And that, I don't think that version of the scenario is the likely version. I feel like it's going to be more borrowed ideas rather than straight stolen ideas from Batman Beyond. So that's where we sit there. Let's move on. Next, we have Green Lantern. There is more rumors surrounding Ryan Reynolds signing a contract to take him even further into the Zack Snyder side of the DC multiverse. I cannot speculate on anything until the Snyder Cut happens. I think they might be opening up that conversation. That might be possible, but signing a contract, I don't think that's likely. Not for the least of which, because Disney is doing everything they can to keep Ryan Reynolds happy until they finally get around to making Deadpool 3, which may or may not make Ryan Reynolds happy once it finally comes out. This one, very small legs, very, very small legs. Next, we're talking about Justice League Rebirth. It has been shot down multiple times. Justice League Rebirth is not happening. Multiple sources. I have a bunch of the weaker sources are saying, hey, did you hear about Justice League Rebirth? And then the better sources, the people who actually break the news, are saying, no, that's not what's going on. What you're hearing when you hear them talk about Justice League Rebirth very likely is a producer somewhere or someone in charge saying, how do we fix this? How do we restart this universe without completely pissing off all of our fans even more than they already are? So Justice League Rebirth will not be a thing. It definitely will not be a J.J. Abrams-fronted thing. His plate is very full with the projects he is already working on. So squashing rumors right here. Next, we are talking about Birds of Prey 2. This one rumored to not be happening now. No official announcement from anyone involved, but if you pay attention to who was involved, they're all moving on to other projects. Very specifically, Margot Robbie and the director, I can't remember her name because I didn't put it in the notes because sometimes I suck. But Margot Robbie and the director, writer, Christina Hodson, there we go, I win. They are doing that Pirates of the Caribbean thing. So seemingly that's where they're changing their focus. And now DC and Warner Brothers is just saying, that Birds of Prey movie did not do as well as we wanted it to. We're not going to do another one. Still a rumor, has not been announced. Moving on. Next, we are talking about Alien and Predator with the announcement that we had last week about the rights going over to parent company Marvel for the comic books from Dark Horse. Now there is a bunch of rumor and speculation saying that these comics that Marvel is going to be producing are testing grounds for ideas that they want to put in the movies. Kevin Feige is in charge of all of these things now, so very potentially this could be legit. We already know that these things are happening for the comic books that they already had. So like X-Men and any of the movie properties that are also comic books, they try ideas out in the books. If they work well there, then they adapt them to the movies. So yeah, I feel like this very potentially is a legitimate rumor. Like will happen. That's all we have though. Next is a gaming rumor. There is a rumor that we will be officially revealed to the new Silent Hill movie, and this year, either August or September is when the rumor says we will get the reveal announcement. And as part of that reveal announcement, the rumor says that it will be a PlayStation 5 exclusive title, so it will not be coming out on anything current generation and will only be coming out on PlayStation's next generation. Next, we're talking about Half-Baked 2. This rumors about this movie have existed since Half-Baked 1 hit DVD and everybody freaking loved it. I am one of the few who saw it in the theaters and loved it there, but I'm old, so you know, whatever. So Half-Baked 2 just recently, and this I this theoretically would have put this as news, but I checked the source on this. I do, because they're saying that the California state tax credit has been given to, I mean, they give it to a number of movie productions, but this was one of them, according to this rumor, saying that they have 160 days, I believe, to go into production on this movie in order to get their money from the state tax credit. I went to the California state tax credit website, and I could not see this movie listed anywhere. So maybe it hasn't been updated because it just happened a few days ago, or maybe this is a complete fabrication. I don't know, but Half-Baked 2 might be happening. And then there are lots of rumors, guys. And then we're talking about Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the animated series. Oh, no. No, I apologize. Not the animated movie that we talked about. The live action reboot that was announced a couple of months ago is now going to be rumored. The villain for this movie is Krang, not Shredder. Though I would imagine if you've got Krang, then Shredder can't be far behind. Rumors, though, we don't know. Moving on. WB Gaming, we talked a little while ago about the rumor that was, I mean, everybody was talking about it, so it's a very poorly kept secret that WB is looking to sell their gaming division. And we talked about Take-Two and EA, I believe, were the two biggest bidders so far. Now, Microsoft is throwing their hat into the ring, according to a new rumor. Nothing has been substantiated, though, so we're just going to keep moving on. And then we're to our final piece of rumor news, and this one I should have put with the other DC stuff, but whatever. This is Batman Forever. Mark Bernardin of Fat Man Beyond fame, Fat Man on Batman with Kevin Smith, that podcast that is now Fat Man Beyond, he has said that he has new... He has... What is the word that he used? Knowledge. There we go. He has knowledge of a 170-minute cut of Batman Forever. The Joel Schumacher, I believe that was the first Joel Schumacher movie, right? I can't remember. It's the one with Val Kilmer. there is a longer cut of that movie that is apparently much, much darker than the one that we got in the movies in the theaters. So, yeah, okay, that's a good direction, because the campy garbage that we got for that was that movie didn't really work. So very interested if this is legit, if Warner Brothers is actually hurting that bad for content, if we might actually see this, because it comes from Bernardin, because he is a very well-connected man, because he's part of the machine that cranks this stuff out. I have every reason to believe that such a thing exists, but it is still technically a rumor, and that's what we got for rumors, guys. That does it for this episode of Headlines Nerds. For a more in-depth conversation on comics and comic culture, then you can jump over to nerdylegion.com and subscribe to any and all of the podcasts that we offer on the subject. Or if you want to go deeper into the nerd news, you want to go see a little bit more nerd action on the YouTubes, then you can join me on my channel on YouTube, Generally Nerdy. Thanks for listening, nerds, and we'll see you next time.